Hello and welcome to Savor. I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. And in this, our bonus episode, we present you with an interview with Raekwon.
Yeah, you might have heard of him.
Like the rapper?
Yeah. Wu-Tang Clan, Raekwon Da Chef, which is one of the reasons that we wanted to get in touch with him.
Absolutely. Also, this happened a few months ago when the A3C Festival was happening here in Atlanta, and Wu-Tang Clan was performing there, and our friend Ramsey, producer Ramsey, who you might have heard on our Wings episode, got in touch with them, and they were having a barbecue at the festival, like a good old Southern barbecue, and so some of the marketing humans on the festival side were like, Raekwon helped set it up, so do you want to talk to him about it? And we were like, yes.
Sure. Oh, yes, I think we can make time for that in our schedules. And so we went with, we have a super team of our own.
Yeah.
It's Lauren. It's me. It was Ramsey. Super producer Andrew. And our friend Kyrie. We went to this festival, and there was kind of this current of, you know, hopefully it happens, but maybe it won't.
With any big enough name, it's kind of like, it could happen, it could totally not happen.
Right.
And for about an hour and a half, it felt like it was totally not going to happen. But then suddenly, we got the call.
We did. And it was like, where are you? Raekwon's been waiting.
And we were like, ah. much rushing ensued, but it was absolutely fine. Like we got in and sat down, and dude like saw that we were in a total panic, and he was like, "Oh, do you need a minute? That's cool." And just like went and talked to some kids over and like left us alone until we collected ourselves. And it was a completely delightful conversation.
It really was. I had no idea what to expect. I mean, speaking for myself, but just hearing someone of his level of fame geek out about things like garlic and olive oil.
Yes.
Really endearing.
Oh, absolutely. Such reverence.
Yes. Everything he described was something that I make a lot, you know? And he talked about how he cooks for the Wu-Tang Clan. Ramsey got to ask a question. You'll get to hear it in the interview, but I love that he had an answer for it.
Yes. He also just released a sparkling wine recently.
Yeah. So check that out if you would like. And we, unfortunately, Lauren and I, did not get to go see Wu-Tang Clan perform. But Andrew and Ramsey and Kyrie did, and they reported back great things. Much jealousy ensued.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And Raekwon is touring himself right now. So, I mean, if you are listening to this right now, then you can perhaps go catch him in your local area.
Again, also depending on when right now is for you. mysterious. But I think we have set it up enough.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to the interview.
Yeah.
Throwing a barbecue here. Could you talk a little bit about the food that's being served right now?
I mean, I can't really tell you what they had out there because it was something that they already had organized. But who don't love barbecues? We all love barbecues. I mean, I was expecting, you know, turkey franks and turkey burgers and all of that, though. But that's the kind of barbecues I like, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, more traditional. This was stuff we used to do when we was kids with our family. Family reunions, 4th of July weekends, you know, everybody would get together and grill. And, you know, grilling is a way of bringing people together too, you know. You pull a grill out, everybody's enjoying themselves and we eating, you know.
Could you talk more about some of the foods that you ate when you were a kid? What, did you have anything you're nostalgic for?
As a kid, I was always inspired and, you know, my mom was a cook. She's a great cook. She's been cooking for years, cooking in the neighborhood. You know, a lot of people know her. They call her Miss Woods, you know. And, you know, her famous thing was chicken. You know, she made a lot of fried chicken and collard greens and macaroni and cheese. So I would really say that was my, you know, my thing right there, you know. If I could get that, I was cool. But this is not barbecue. This is just more like one of my top things that we used to eat back in the days, though, that we really loved it. My mom, she used to put mustard in her chicken, and it was dope, though. It's kind of good, though, you know?
Do you cook that kind of food now?
You know, I try to eat more, a little bit more healthy as far as a lot of grilled stuff now, roasted. You know, that pretty much been more of my diet these days. You know, every now and then I'll cheat, though. Don't get me wrong. Let me get some wings or something, you know. But other than that, though, today, I do a lot of grilled foods, chicken, a lot of salads, a lot of green. I try to make my plates more colorful now. They say that's important, you know what I mean? Making sure your food has color. So that's important, though, for me.
Did you get interested in cooking when you were a kid? Or was it not until later when you had kids yourself?
Nah, I mean, when I was young, my mom's, you know, she was working a lot, so she would definitely tell us, you know, y'all gonna learn how to cook while I'm at work. So if y'all hungry, you know, and we would start off with stuff like heating up raviolis, you know, definitely, like I said, making burgers and all of that. Put onions in it to make it have some kind of flavor, not just an average, throw it in the pan. And you know, she would tell us, yo, a little bit of salt and pepper, and then she would say paprika. So I started getting used to certain kind of flavors that she would want to have in it. So next thing you know, I start making my own. I'm like, wow, yo, I'm nice at this now, you know. And I would you know, put a lot of onions in there and let it simmer, and it wouldn't be like a fried, but it would be more like a being cooked from the inside. You know, the next thing you know, I start putting onions inside my turkey meat and making a burger, you know. And as you go on as a kid, you start trying things, you know. And that's what I used to do, you know. Eggs and cheese and put a little chop up some tomatoes. And the next thing you know, I just was like, yo, I'm making my own food. Start feeding my brothers and my sister. And next thing you know, I was off to the races with cooking. So I was like, yo, This will work for me right here. So, you know, but definitely, though, that's where I got my whole experience from. It's from my mom's, though, you know.
Are there any ingredients or spices that you're super into right now?
Just more or less the basics, though. You know, like I said, you know, but now I may use a little bit more garlic powder, garlic salt. Garlic is good for you. Steamed vegetables, you know, olive oil. You know, I use that now more often. You know, like I said, a lot of colory stuff. Peppers, I love peppers now. Before, you couldn't pay me to eat a green pepper. Now it's like, where the green peppers? Where the crushed red peppers at? So, you know, a little bit of everything, though, it makes the dish better, though, definitely.
Could you talk a little bit about how you got onto that style of eating?
You know, just growing up and just paying attention more to what I put in my body. And you know, we always talking about food, because every now and then I talk to my mom's, your mom trying to make this blah blah blah, I'm trying to make lemon fish. And you know, she would tell me, yo, get your lemons, get your onions, you know what I mean, salt and pepper, you know, the basics, you know, garlic or whatever, however you want to do it. And always taste it as you go on. Like, you know, a lot of people just think that, you know, cooking is easy, but it's really more about taste. You know what I mean? It's about seasoning. So, I never did like measurements. I always did like how she did, like shake it in. Just, you know, let your hand go for a minute. You know, and just be tasting it. It tastes all right, you know? So, not nothing really crazy, just the basics.
We have some more of our interview with Raekwon, but first we're gonna pause for a quick break for a word from our sponsor.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor. And back to the interview.
Does music work the same way? Or are you just kind of like letting your hand do what it's doing and then kind of tasting it as you go?
Exactly. Music does work the same way. It's all in the mind. It's all about paying attention to what you want to give to people. And, you know, for me, the chef, I'm always trying to give you guys a different dish every time. So, I do compare my food to my dishes, you know. But like we always said, chef, I'm going to keep your mouth watering with wraps and with food, of course. No doubt.
That's how you got the nickname, right? You were adding that flavor?
That's right, adding that flavor. Yep.
Does other stuff you're into, like fashion, do you find that intersects with your music and your food as well? Or, I mean, I don't know.
Everything.
Yeah.
It always been a lifestyle thing for me, you know? When you grow up in hip-hop and you love music, R&B, reggae, soul, all of that music, we grew up with it in the neighborhood, so it reflects me. And when I get in the booth, you know, or I get around listening to music, you know, beats and all that, I kind of look for those certain things that inspire me, though. So, yeah, I say that all of it, food, music, art, dancing, it's all involved in the culture. Because as we grow up as kids, these are the things that we love to do. We love to go outside. It was a thing that we had in our neighborhood called Park Hill Day, where, you know, my neighborhood is called Park Hill in Staten Island. So once a year, it would be a thing called Park Hill Day, where everybody come out. You know, it's like a festival, a little bit of music, guys DJing, you know, and food being served, hot dogs, and that's what I thought we was going to get over here, but the menu was kind of spicy. I'm like, whoa, hold on, you know? But those little things like that always been involved in the culture of music. So it reflects, you know? Food is everything, you know? It's about eating good, listening to good music, and just enjoying life, you know? And that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
I read that you're vaguely thinking about opening a restaurant someday. Is that still sort of in your head?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was something I wanted to do a couple of years back. I was just getting ready to do it, and then kind of like some things happened, and it's kind of like I had to fall back or whatever. But one thing about the food business, it's kind of tough, though, you know? It's kind of tough, and you got to have trustworthy people around, and you want to always make sure everything is fresh. So for me, it's like I just had to really take a step back to really kind of evaluate what I wanted to do. But, you know, you never know what the future holds. You know, I try to get my moms involved, like, Mom, you going to get down with me? She like, of course I get down with you. You know what I mean? And then some days she'd be like, I'm not cooking no more. But then every year it's like, you're cooking, stop it. She loves to cook, though. So we never know what the future holds, though. But you never know.
Yeah. Are your kids into cooking, too?
I teach them now. I tell them. I say, yo, you want to eat? You're going to learn. Just like I do. But, you know, they know the basic things, though. You know, I kind of let them learn on their own. And, you know, like my little one, she's 9 years old, though, but she wants to do everything, bake cakes and pies and everything. So, you know, I'm happy that she likes to do it, though. You know, eventually she may want to take this as a trade in school. You know, I tell her, you know, culinary is a dope thing, you know. But she get that from her mom, so that's what's up, you know.
Is there like a dish that's your favorite, or like a meal that's the best you've ever had?
You know, it's my favorite back in the days. Lasagna. I love lasagna. I ain't gonna front. It seemed like when every time my mom's made lasagna, as a kid, I was always like, it must have been check day for her or something. She must have got a check or, you know, worked hard and got her money, and we always requested that. And to this day, I love lasagna. You know what I mean? That's one of my favorites for sure.
Are you the best cook in the Wu-Tang Clan?
Absolutely. I got to, because I've never seen these motherfuckers cook. You know what I mean? But, you know, I would say that, though, because these guys don't really cook too often, though. You know, they like to eat, and then some of them is vegetarians, and they don't trust everything. But for me, I hook up a salmon in 5 minutes, and, you know, I see guys start looking around. Yo, what you got? What you got going on over there? So, yeah, I would definitely say the chef is definitely the guy to look forward to when it's time to cook in the Wu. No doubt. That's a fact. Anybody else tell you anything, brother? Time to come see me. You know? Word.
What are you working on right now, man? What's coming up?
Well, you know, right now I'm working on this big documentary that I've been working on for like the last couple of years. It's called The Purple Tape Files. I got some other things coming out that I'm going to surprise you guys with later on down the line. We've just been doing a lot of touring, running around, and we're getting prepared for this 25th year anniversary, you know? Next month will be Wu-Tang Clan, 25 years in the business and still going. So that's a blessing within itself. And like I said, we got a lot of other things coming up that I want you guys to look out for. I just can't talk about it too much because I want to surprise y'all. It's going to be dope though, trust me. I'm gonna blow y'all mind. Listen, I'm gonna blow y'all mind with my next secret invention. Watch.
If everyone in the Wu-Tang is a different ingredient, you go down a list of like where, you know, you guys like form like Voltron. If you guys are making a
we was forming like Voltron and food. All right, I would say that's a tough one right there. He came with the intricate question.
I'm sorry.
I would definitely be garlic. Ghost would be the peppers. Meth would be the onions. RZA and GZA would be the proteins because they protein cats. U-Guard would be the, he would be the salt and peppers, him and Deck. And Cap and Master Killer would be the oil and vinegars, you know, and who else? And Old Dirty Bastard, of course, would be the pot. He's the melting pot, you know what I mean? Without him, we can't get this moving. That's what it is, no doubt.
And that wraps up our interview with Raekwon.
It was so delightful. Thank you again so much to him and to the entire team that made that possible.
Yeah. We really had a great time. It was a great conversation. Afterwards, we went to a local bar, restaurant, and we just kept kind of saying to each other, I can't believe we just did that interview.
In the happiest way possible.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. If you have any Wu-Tang stories to share with us, please do.
Please do. You can email us at hello@saverpod.com.
We're also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at SaverPod. We do hope to hear from you. Thank you so much to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thank you to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way.